It's Monday, August 2nd, AD 2021. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Dozens of Chinese fishing vessels bearing crosses in China's Zhejiang province were banned from leaving the port. The communists forcibly removed their crosses before allowing the fishermen to return to work, reports International Christian Concern. According to China Aid, in Shaoxian Island, more than 50% of the people believe in Jesus Christ. The Christian fishermen decorate their vessels with Christian symbols, such as the cross and the word Emmanuel, to give them a sense of peace, hope, and protection. On July 28th, the Kushan Township government threatened the fishermen that, quote, "If the cross on the vessel is not removed, we will not give you authorization, not allow you to pump gas, and not allow you to depart," end quote. When the Christian fishermen asked for the legal basis for such action, the task force did not provide any justification, yet they forcibly boarded the vessels to remove the crosses and paint over the word Emmanuel. While the Christians were targeted, vessels with religious symbols from other faiths were left untouched. Since the fishermen had nowhere to turn, they shared their anger online. They accused the communists of being unreasonable, since these vessels are personal property. Of the 130 Christian fishing vessels in the Shaoxian Island, more than 90 had their crosses removed. This story sounds eerily like Acts 4. When the Sanhedrin saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. "What are we going to do with these men?" they asked. "But to stop this thing from spreading any further among the people, we must warn them to speak no longer to anyone in this name." Then they called them in again and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. A British journalist is calling for jail time for anyone refusing to take the COVID vaccine jab. Dan Hodges, a Daily Mail writer, is accusing anyone